We welcome you to enjoy this Blackstone audiobook from Abdo Magic Wagon, books that kids love in the classroom. Get ready for an amazing listening experience that connects the school library to your home and keeps the learning going.
The Haunting of Hawthorne Harbor, Book 7, The Token, by Bailey J. Russell. Chapter 1. James didn't know where they buried Mary's body. He asked Abby the morning after Halloween. He begged her, actually. It was 5 in the morning, and they were drinking coffee, just him and Abby. Dan refused to come out of his room, and Tom was sleeping on the couch. "Where is she?" James asked. His words were coming out of his mouth too slowly. "Please." His throat tightened, and he wiped tears off his face. James hadn't realized he was crying. "What did you do with her?" Abby's eyes were red. None of them had slept. "I can't tell you."
"Why?"
He turned his mug around on the table, alternating between the purple W and the Husky logo.
"Where is she?"
he asked again.
"James, I can't keep telling you this."
She took his hand in both of hers and held it there, pressed down on the table. He couldn't really feel his fingers, but he could tell her hands were cold.
"You were covered in her blood. Your fingerprints are all over her. They're going to think you killed her."
"But I didn't."
When they found James, he was still holding Mary. Dan had tried to pull her body away from him, screaming at him, but James wouldn't let go.
"What did you do?"
That's what Dan had kept screaming.
"What did you do to her?"
"I know," Abby said.
Something green clung to the collar of Abby's shirt. A piece of cedar tree? Did they bury her in the woods?
"But they can't ever find her. They can't even know she's dead. They'll blame you."
James sat for a long time, staring at Abby's hands wrapped around his own. There was school soon, but he couldn't go to school because Mary was dead. Her parents probably thought she'd stayed over at Chloe's, and Chloe probably thought Mary had stayed over.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?